Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. This time, your host, Diana Villarosa, award winning and best selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation. And I have a brand new book called Dare to Tell the Truth. You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I have it in two versions. This time I created a hardcover version. And I'm so sorry, I'm not here almost every Friday. I'm trying my best to be able to bring you the information you need during these turbulent times when there is so much going on all over the world, here in the United States too. So anyway, today I decided to cover why women go back to their abuser, since we live in a time where financial constraint is everywhere, and women stay in abusive relationships just because of these reasons, which we all know shouldn't be the case. And believe it or not, there is still a way for you to provide for yourself. I'm talking to these women staying in these abusive relationships. And I know it's very difficult when you leave because the abuser is not leaving you alone, especially if you've been married or you are married to a partner who is a narcissist. And they're a different type of narcissist, but they're all the same in the core of who they are. So my advice to you is leave. There is always a way for you to provide for yourself, and I know it's very difficult, but you have to choose between your peace, between your health, and death, because usually verbal abuse can cause death. And I know from my experience, because constantly being attacked, called names, put down, and mistreated in the most horrible way can shut off your body and you can die. And if I didn't leave the abuser, I could have been dead by now. And better be exhausted from work, working so much, pair to end up in a box. And if you have children, you have to think about the children, the little children you have in your life, who are watching every day, who are listening every day. And it's really devastating for them because traumatic experience stays forever. And I can assure you that's how it works. So today I found this article that explains in depth actually about women staying in abusive relationships, and so many people are having this question, why doesn't she leave? Why she stayed? Why she does that? Why she do that? She does what she does, and why she's complaining, why she's still in a relationship that is not healthy, it's not happy. Although the way the churches are constructed and the way everybody is raised is to stay quiet to anybody, this is your family, you can vent and they can spank you basically, but you have to stay there because this is your family, whatever you say, you have to do it. Like, we don't have any word when it comes to our safety, to our well-being and our life. So I found this article. We have 10 minutes and I'm going to try to summarize it as much as possible. Why do domestic violence victims return to abuser? It's from psychologytoday.com. You can find that article there if you want to read it. There are many reasons women in abusive relationships don't just leave. In fact, even women who have the financial means to separate often don't. The reasons are complicated. Their children, pets, possessions, financial and co-parenting obligations, among many other considerations. And when victims do leave, they often return. Why? Returning to an abuser. Many victims return to abusive relationships because they are driven by the basic necessities of life. They are not financially secure, don't have anywhere to go, and do not want to live in a shelter. It is surreal to watch a woman with a swollen face and black eye describe the comfort of an abusive home. Yet I have observed many times over in the course of prosecuting domestic violence, once victims return because they miss their children, pets, or the social circle they share with the abuser. Many women actually do live on their own for a period of time as their injuries heal, only to miss the routine of family life, even with abuse. They may compromise the violence as only one facet of the relationship and decide to return. Research explains the dynamics behind this difficult decision. Why victim return? Leaving an abuser is a very significant decision in the life of a domestic violence victim, particularly when she's deciding to leave a relationship of many years, often with children and evident family involved. Having bravely made the decision to leave, the question of whether she will return is often dependent on the support of others. Many victims return to abusers because of the negative way they are treated. Niweku Yamawak examined the perception other people have of domestic violence victims, finding participants more likely to blame a victim who returned to her abuser than a victim about whom they did not have the information. Victims who experience secondary victimization as a result of negative attitudes and treatment are more likely to blame themselves, as well making recovery more difficult and increasing the chances of returning to the abuse. Yamawaki explained that even when women are motivated to leave, many factors complicate the decision, making a return to the abuser more likely. They cite prior research identifying one reason for return as the perception that although the relationship is abusive, its rewards outweigh the costs of separation. They know that other research has determined that a woman is likely to return to an abusive relationship when she is unemployed, has a high combined family income, or holds a negative self-perception. Other reasons they cite to returning to an abuse include inadequate assistance from formal support system or law enforcement, child custody, legal issues, as well as human factors such as difficulty breaking the emotional bond with the abuse or disrupting social networks. Security empowered to make a fresh start. Security help for victims involves compassion and empathy, as well as material assistance, physical, emotional, and financial support for victims who have bravely fled abusive relationship, are essential components of a route to recovery. So what do we need here? We need a really good system that is designed to help the victims of domestic violence. We have to have available homes, we have to have available counselor, life coach, somebody, family member even, although most of the family members side with the abuser, and it's really disturbing, and I have no clue. My experience is the same. Why do they do that? And most likely, this is our CMMV. If you could possibly somehow find a way to build life for yourself, and I know how difficult it is, and all of my so-called family talking behind my back, and making my life even more difficult. And I live in Hollywood, and it's really disturbing that I'm called ugly here, and I'm deprived from the opportunity to be an actress, to find a good role, to make money, to provide for myself as an actress, and it's really a crime, and it shows how poisonous and how toxic your family can be, and how much they don't love you, because people who love you, they would never act. It's just family blood, but it's not your family. These are people who have no good intentions inside themselves. These are people who you have to stay away from them, and you better do something, a job that you don't like, but stay as far away as possible from them, because they don't care about you, they don't love you, they don't have their best intentions in mind, otherwise they wouldn't do that. And I definitely suggest for us as a society to come together and work together towards preventing domestic violence, saving lives, because this involves also saving lives. And nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to live their life free of all of this drama, all of this prevention from building life for yourself. And when it comes to community, when it comes to leaders of churches who side with the abuser, they need to find really God inside themselves and start doing something that it definitely resembles the religious beliefs and what is said in the Bible, and create a safe place by helping the victims of domestic violence, gathering money, gathering resources, gathering help that comes from God, not all the way around, and hating the victim, shaming the victim, and creating even more hell around, and stopping them from having the life that is truly theirs, stopping them from leaving the abuser and leaving them in a horrible, dangerous situation, which is not God. And for all the victims listening today, I can tell you have the power. It doesn't matter what kind of a hell is being created around you to create life for yourself. Yeah, it's difficult, very difficult, but there are people who are going to come and help you, support you, and make sure that you're able to create life for yourself by doing stuff, even Lyft, even Uber right now. You can do Hub, you can do DoorDash, anything with your children inside. I'm sorry, and it's much better to have one room with one kitchen and just bathroom, and this is enough. It could be not the house you have lived. It could be not the life you had, but think about your safety. Think about your peace of mind. Think about that you are better away from danger compared to the life you're able to lead, which is not very easy again, and you're not going to have all the things for now. Who knows what is going to be in the future, not to mention the fact that not all men are the same. You can meet somebody who can love you, who can support you, who can give you the life that you deserve and even more. So the most important thing is peace, health, and you being happy, and your children, and not have to, you know, to face hurtful words, your children too, being punched, being pushed around, being cheated on, and being treated in the most horrible way you could possibly imagine. Leave your toxic family behind, leave everything behind, take your dog. It's going to be temporary. Take it and leave and try to find a way to support yourself and create life for yourself, because I know you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it too. And again, difficulties are everywhere. And compare if you want to die or you want to live a life that is truly yours and deal with the obstacles that you have the power to overcome. So thank you so much. I wish you an amazing day. Check out my books on Amazon, Diana Barbaros. Type it in the search bar. There is a new book there, To Tell the Truth. And today I'm going to be singing for a 9th time, something that I wouldn't do. Be able to do it if I didn't leave the most toxic and horrible, horrible situation. Although I had a house, huge house, I had everything that I worked for and created with the abuser, I am feeling much better when it comes to confidence, when it comes to who I am. And I'm a warrior every and each day, and I'm here to help you, to support you. Reach to me, Diana Barbaros Show. @gmail.com. Let's talk. I love you, and I wish you absolutely amazing weekend.